Back at our pregame here on KSOM, it's our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show, talking now with the head football coach for Riverside, Daryl Frain, with us here on KSOM. And coach, big matchup against AHSTW, the 59 rivalry, and a lot on the line here this week. Both teams 1-0. How are you feeling about your football team coming into this matchup?
Yeah, it is a big rivalry. You know, the kids all know each other, and adds a little bit to it. And, you know, we're coming out of the win last week. We feel good, pretty good where we're at. We just hope we play well and have a good chance to win when it's over.
68-0 over West Monona. What'd you like most about that football game?
Yeah, our defense played great. I mean, we never really got threatened, and the most part, we ran the ball at will. So we know it's not going to be that way this week, but we were happy that we had it last week and we can build on it.
So I imagine that those big eaters controlled the line of scrimmage for you up front. Tell me about the offensive line and what they were able to do to open up the holes for Gordon to run through.
Yeah, you know, we're a little beat up front, so, I mean, it's what it is. And Keaton Reakin led the way, Wyatt Bell, Gavin Hackett, you know, Peyton Schechinger's filling in and kind of an undersized guard for us. And Jack Brandon, those five kind of led the way for us, like you said. It's a little bit more about them just getting after it. They're not the biggest, most physical kids, but they play fast and they give us a chance. And like you said, they open up the holes for Jackson. And last week, they were big ones.
Right. And it wasn't just Gordon who had some big yards. I mean, he had 185, but you ran 383. You had some other big guys who made some plays for you on offense.
Yeah. After Jackson was done in the first half, we had Nicole Jepson came in and ran a series, got a bunch of yards. One series, Owen Finner came in. It was actually just one play for 70-some yards. And then even our fourth tailback came in and put a lot of yards up too. So, you know, everybody that played for us last week put up yards offensively. So it was a good first game for us to get everybody in.
We talked a lot in the preseason about quarterback from 6-3 down to 1. How about Landon Schoenrock? What was your thoughts about him in game one?
Yeah, the biggest thing is he just controlled our offense. You know, he managed everything, made some really good throws along the way. You know, like this week, we'll probably ask a little more out of him. So he keeps progressing and makes one more big step this week. I like where he's at. I hope we just keep going.
So AHSTW, they had to survive against Tri-Center to come out with a victory. They outplayed them in the second half. What stands out the most when you look at this Viking team?
Yeah, the biggest thing, they play fast, and that's kind of how they beat us the last couple years. You know, they kind of smack us in the mouth, and we didn't respond well the last 2 years. And they play fast, and we got to match that this year. You know, they did struggle early, but it was a little bit of their own mistakes. I think they were the better team, and they controlled, like you said, they controlled it in the second half. They moved Sternberg back to running back in the second half, and everything took off for them. So we got to be ready for them, and hopefully we are.
What do you see from Kanbin Sukup, their quarterback, and his ability to run that offense?
Yeah, he does a really good job with some zone reads and runs some option. He throws the he's going to cause us a lot of problems. I mean, we're well aware of him. Last year we might have went into the game gearing more for Sternberg, and then he beat us pretty good. So hopefully we can contain both of them and have a chance.
How about the battle up front? How do you feel like you match up against AHSTW in the trenches?
Yeah, we're a little undersized, but you know that we knew that we're going to be that way in almost every single game we play. So it's going to be more about creating angles, creating things for them to get open on defense, and then offense. You know, the offense we run is more geared for guys that like to move and be quick. So we like our chances there. We'll just play as fast as we can and keep doing it over and over, and hopefully it comes out and works out for us.
And sometimes we don't talk enough about special teams. Obviously, special teams was huge for the Vikings in the third quarter when they had a kickoff return and another. They gave up one, and then they got one back from Sternberg, who went 95 yards. I'm sure that caught your attention on film.
Yeah, you know, it really did. It's one of those things we're going to have to control it. You know, they blocked the punt against us also in the past. So I mean, they put some emphasis on special teams, so we're going to have to do a little better, and we're spending a lot of time on it this week. So, you know, we control the punt return, their punt return and their kick return, and maybe we can break one on our end. So we're going to get after it, and hopefully we can do good things there.
And just overall, what can you say about this rivalry and the chance to meet HSTW again? They're ranked. You're not, but you're off to a great start this year. This should be an interesting matchup, you know, and in a week two game, a lot of people are going to be talking about this one.
Yeah, you know, it is. When it's a rivalry, and like you said, when we're close, our communities are kind of close to each other, so it adds a little bit to it, so. I'm sure they're going to come out on fire because GG always has them ready when they play us. So hopefully our kids are ready to go. And like you said, it's a rivalry, so it'll be fun.
Well, Coach, should be a great ball game. Really appreciate your time here on our pregame show, and best of luck tonight. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you very much.
It's Daryl Frain, head coach for Riverside, joining us here. It's our coaches show, Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show on KSOM. Starting lineups coming up.